Chapter 14 Review. The primary characteristic of a Win32 application is the GUI. GUI refers to the menus, buttons, scroll bars, and other graphical objects users interact with. The Win32 library is a large, low-level set of functions, structures, and types that allow you to create and customize windows. In order to write Win32 programs, you need to include the Windows header file, windows.h. This header file gives the prototypes and definitions of various functions and types you will need to program the Win32 API. Win32 programs no longer start with the main function. Instead, they start with the winmain function. Winmain returns an integer, which specifies the code that is returned to the Windows operating system. An hwind is an ID to a particular window, just like an hinstance is an ID to a particular application. The H in both of these stands for handle. Hwind means Windows handle, and hinstance means application instance handle. Again, we need these IDs or handles so that we can refer to individual Windows objects, such as applications and windows, which are internally maintained by the Win32 API. Windows programs are event-driven, that is, they sit and wait for an event to occur, and then execute some code in response to that event. An event can be a key press, a mouse click, a button press, a menu selection, scrolling the scroll bars, etc. When an event occurs, Windows adds a message to the application's message queue for which the event was aimed. The application's message loop then retrieves and processes the messages from the message queue. When a message is processed, it is dispatched to the window procedure of the window for which the event was targeted. The window procedure then handles the message by executing some code in response to the message. Creating a window and displaying it requires several steps. A. You must define the window procedure of the main application window. B. You must fill out a Win class instance describing some of the properties of your window. C. You must register the Win class instance with Windows using the register class function. D. You must create the window with the create window function. E. You must show and update the window with show window and update window, respectively. F. You must enter the message loop so that your application can retrieve and process messages. Exam information. You need to be familiar with all the Win32 API definitions and functions discussed in this chapter. You need to know the steps for creating a Windows application. There will probably be an easy question about the starting point of a Windows application. You can also expect a problem or two about the event-driven programming model. The message loop and window procedures are important, so study those topics thoroughly too. Being able to set up a simple Windows program is something you should definitely know if you are to complete this course, so spend some time reviewing this chapter.